They were certainly oxygen breathers, and they could be humanoid. But let's wait and see. With any luck, we should discover what they were like. There may be pictures, statues, perhaps even bodies over in those towns, if they are towns. And the nearest is only 8 kilometers away, said Joe Calvert hopefully. Yes, thought the commander, but it's also 8 kilometers back, and then there's that overwhelming stairway to climb again. Can we take the risk? A quick sortie to the town, which they had named Paris, had been among the first of his contingency plans, and now he had to make his decision. They had ample food and water for a stay of 24 hours. They would always be in full view of the backup team on the hub, and any kind of accident seemed virtually impossible on this smooth, gently curving metal plane. The only foreseeable danger was exhaustion. When they got to Paris, which they could do easily enough, could they do more than take a few photographs and perhaps collect some small artifacts before they had to return? But even such a brief foray would be worth it. There was so little time as Rama hurtled sunwards towards a perihelion too dangerous for endeavor to match. In any case, part of the decision was not his to make. Up in the ship, Dr. Ernst would be watching the outputs of the biotelemetering sensors attached to his body. If she turned thumbs down, that would be that. Laura, what do you think?
Take 30 minutes rest and a 500-calorie energy module. Then you can start.
Thanks, Doc, interjected Joe Calvert. Now I can die happy. I always wanted to see Paris. Montmartre, here we come.